I was going to say, has anyone seen a Canadian movie before? Just like any Canadian movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So they're pretty bad.
Canadian bacon.
They're pretty, like, universally bad. I was just going to say, like, lower your expectations a bit.
Well, now we know what a Canadian water bottle
looks
like.
That was my first.
Now you can sit down.
All right. Is this called? Where am I looking? Up?
Louder.
Be louder?
Oh. Yeah.
Yell. Look everywhere.
You can, like, back up too if you don't want to be. You're still.
Put your face in it.
That's true, yes. Okay, that was, yeah.
A little camera at the top.
Turn around.
So I'm looking in the camera.
And at us too.
We're more important than the other people.
Alright, this is called double negative. Meatquake in the new social order. Same as the old social order, but with a more expansive credit rating. Waking up to find myself almost valueless in terms of human capital. You're the 10-inch tortilla of my dreams. Specific accountabilities leverage. How to keep it together in the indispensable always. What's unintelligible can't end you. Maximum fuckface overdrive. I challenge you to a three-way duel between multi-purpose printer paper, dental floss, and a balled-up receipt. Go. You're the only one not crazy in your own totality. Chicken shit, goner, grace period. Flogged doltishly in the baptismal hot dog water. Production, realization, plutocracy. It's a hard time for everyone clinging on. Putting on self backwards with sweat dripping into civic folds. Squeezed between hot occupants for a day, summoning up a pedestrian state. It's about time for another world. You can't choose what's overhead or underground. Authentic regifting strategy. The captivating program of legendary end times. Putting two or more words together because the world is always two or more words away. Sweet nothings at the end of our colonial chain. Bulk, swarm, gross, total, mass, the whole ball of wax, totality, sum, utmost, whole. One thing is, I could never stop. Thank DOGG for that. On the cremator for being alive every time. More than usualism. What the fuck is wrong with almost everyone? To splash is to be absolutely modern. Heart pumping brass nozzle into sizzling ash. All aboard the interspecies production line. Semantic lurch. Automatic on September 4th. Can I get some funding for this apartment style hoax? Strokes imaginary beard. Automatic every day. So much fucked uppery it would take a team of exhausted evil clearance workers to get rid of all the scared bad guys over an infinite amount of time. Nearing an irreversible collapse. Amazingly dense. Looking for a parking spot next to these impermeable dudes. Fuzzed from application. Lying about my age, work experience, and desire to be anywhere in particular right now. I set up an account. The dramatic space of the two-shot. Become your own for real co-star. Not just the thing desired, but the whole landscape. That's a page a day if you're counting. Used to live in the power shed, a haunting little piece coming into formal rule. But there are two worlds in the dim, inaccessible distance, an essay in between the cracks, the place we've paid for hourly, or the place which pays for us. Next up on Hard to Comply With, this is the music I need, but it's not when I need it. You're someone's son in this self-consuming pyramid scheme. In the fallout city, winter, spring. I didn't ask, is everyone okay, because I knew the answer was no. On the ground, being a constantly vague blur, clone-jacked into noise custody, time is colonized as if it were space, already gone to illustrious work. History is our day-to-day. I dreamed this last night, a sound that would disrupt the militarization of peace, the interpenetration of corpus and finance. First I discovered my future, then I discovered my past. After that, we sat down together and diswept, having chestburster flashbacks. Your city is the first corporation you're ever too bored to work for. Welcome to the long bog of existence. Run it like a carnival no one's having fun at. Shopping for social reproduction exercises we can do with the TV on. People are either rolling to work or else they're walking away. Email me your Bitcoin futures manifesto today. I leaned into my hard crest, just saying words, findable online. Another day, another maximum load of nerds wandering off with sacred head loss. The active existence of the world we failed to make. Duration, possession, calculation, acquisition, temporality, ontology, identity, image, opposition. We translated Eat Your Young into complex algorithms, replaced survival of the fittest with interest rate over prime. You'll never know when you need to get sneaked upon by an in medias res chase sequence between an orangutan and a digital humanities expert. Reproductive can of whoop-ass meets illusory sack of shit. Evite for my body, but not for my mind. The disjunctions are capitals. Like a simile, you make me feel dead inside. Subjection, then a handout, always in that order. I love poetry's inarticulate soup. Don't worry, we all want a taste of that meta bacon. Family are basically strangers. Automated response to dying wish. Use your jazz voice to fight evil powers. Tiny territories that grab our attentions. Job alerts, regular field faces, after butter. Running into conscious walls, 4 to 5 chunks per page, bobbing for accolades and the bong lights glow. Tall people sitting outside a coffee shop wearing cool shades, wishing you were dead. The kick inside the slave economy. Pushed into the vat of cookie dough, publishing his air miles, lacking the requisite bloodlust. Bung-fed recklessness, then reblogged accordingly. Teens kissing in the chemicals, dying to get the words right. I could go on. Type in the address with a question mark. What are you asking for when you're asking for more? Owner of a lonely heart, but also a pretty sweet lodestar decoder room. Sexual relations, business relations, rash. Damn right, I don't want that. Anti-fedora, dudes in wraparound shades driving into the sunset, hate you without blinking. Broke forever, forgetting to write things down. Total or partial creep. No thanks button. Pigeons that have become more aware of class relations and have subsequently become less inhibited shitters. This is an excerpt from my book-length manuscript, Chronotope in the Time of Infinite Exchange. I just want to write small poems forever and go to bed. This one's a lot shorter. This is in that book, and it's called Timey Resources. What the fuck was that? New global catchphrase, mediocrity built for two, as an appendix to all these weird proposals and the sweaty head culture. Trying to get the right person on the phone, the story of our effective lives together, and the nasty disconnect. Time versus reoccursion, failing to explode in relation to the materials, scatterbrained so I collapse in the evil starting corner, set of delusions, the choices you make in the low-res future, pre-common and flawed, across the street from the Acropolis, name that feeling, in the form of wages, at the mercy of small things, in the Twitch vernacular. Sure enough, the field diminishes in us. Everything's real, manual, pegged on inventory clearance models. People fall out of their boring lives together, unable to formulate thought into words, both an abstract thing to have happen and a flight from abstraction. Let off the alien hook, at the brink of a moral precipice, the voice of a semi-processed commodity, cranked out in various shapes. The difference between us and the soup is difficult and non-functional. Another day in the circuit, lost in dispute. Ordered to don the tracksuit of death with its heightened visual aspects, jacking the supplicants one by one in contaminated time. Not reality, but a form of consent instantiated by repetition, publishing it in the backlots as one would rub nasal cream on every free surface, scented and burning in the gross limelight. Riding with the ogre of duty to the market, with the hoi polloi 50 feet in the air, buying up presents for your life job, wired to the megastory eyeball. Staring at a jet stream among the grocery-laden pallets at night's surmise, here on the gentrified Ave. I'd be lying if I wasn't standing bolt upright, afraid to miss my train and pass over into the zone of no pay. Here on the grid, what appears nourishing is merely out to get you. There's a field of translucent stingrays clouding up the visual field, a forest of closed tabs. At the bottom of an elevator shaft, where Harper dons glow-in-the-dark makeup and stares into the illegal cells, a gun at the hip and an elevator for a constituency. Breakneck and bound for reconnective support. Merciless beasts on the bummer feed, from our mailing room to your recycling bin, who don't line up and die of old man. Half out of the zippered earth, this generation has lost its faith in the formal potatoes, time and resources, and will someday leave a beautiful afterimage from the jerks of thought and vision. Thick as a still-breathing network, the working world, having been eaten, put on 4-hour delay, and cleared of the whole inner-outer world distinction for utterly familiar terrestrials, the tears of an office clerk material man longs for, a reality film about somebody else, a literal record of dying trees. These are the songs, the seasons, life goes on, waking state, en route to whatever, and nascently points out the objectless stars. Thanks.